Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Big 12 Nation Podcast. I have a new co-host today. Go ahead and introduce yourself, young man.
Hi, I'm Levi Lopez. I'm a student at UT Austin.
That's awesome. And Levi, speaking of UT Austin, let's talk about your Texas Longhorns yesterday. You did get a win. I was very, very nervous at first because when I was looking at my phone, I hadn't actually got to the TV. I had to look at all I did was looked up, and I was driving around. I saw it was already 14-0, and I just started shaking my head loud, and I said, oh, my God. I said, people in Austin, people around the state of Texas are going to have a heart attack if they lose this game.
Yeah.
I said, this is going to be terrible. What were your thoughts on the game overall yesterday?
All right. Well, I was actually at the game, so I got to see it in person. The first quarter was definitely hard to watch as a Texas fan. The Texas completely just came out flat from the offense point of perspective. From the defensive point of view, I personally do not know what was going on as far as the secondary. It seems like every defensive back and corner was giving the receivers about 10, 15 yards a cushion. So they were just easily passing the ball, making clean plays. There was no pressure to the quarterback at all. And they just drove down the field. I believe Kansas State scored like the first touchdown within like the first three plays of the game. It was ridiculous. It was like a 50-yard pass, just one dump off.
And what do you think? When do you think happened? Like, what, you know, I'm going to let you finish, but when do you think it happened? Like, did UT adjust defensively, or do you think they just pretty much stepped it up and Tyler Lando got after them and just said, look, guys, we're not going to win this game if we don't stop this?
I believe there was definitely second half adjustments because starting the second half, the defensive backs were definitely a lot more closer. And the players started playing a lot more press coverage. So that made it a lot more fancy, and that's how we started getting stops. Slowly made the game closer. Yeah.
Now, what happened in the first half? Because when I was watching it, I just saw it was 14-0. And then all of a sudden I saw, okay, now it's 14-7. So what was that feeling like in the stadium when they finally got a stop and they started putting points on the board?
Once we finally put the points on the board, everything seemed a little more like settled. Because definitely from the first quarter, it definitely seemed if we were not going to get a stop and if we were going to go 21-0, I do not trust Texas at this point to come back. It was very scary at that point, but once we got points, I felt like everybody kind of just settled down, relaxed, even though Kansas State was playing a better game. But the fact that it became 14-7 made it very much more realistic, and I felt like it calmed everybody down. They're like, okay, we're still very much in this game.
Okay, so it seems like they got to a point where they were just like, okay, it's no need to panic. Yeah, we're down 14-0, but as long as we can just get this 14-7, we got an actual realistic chance of coming back in the second half.
Yeah, exactly.
So coming out the second half – go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying going to the half, I feel like Texas definitely, even though they were down by 7, going the second quarter definitely built momentum going into the half.
Right. Because when you got up 17-14, I don't remember because I had got home later. What part of the game was that when you guys got up 17-14? And what was that feeling like in the stadium? And at that point, did you guys feel, you know, as UT fans, like, okay, we can win this game?
I believe we kind of felt it for the 17-14. That was in the third quarter, so after the second half. And I think from a fan perspective, I believe for our third quarter, everything was just clicking from a defensive standpoint. You definitely saw the adjustments made. And from an offense, I felt definitely very much we were clicking. Like, the plays were being called correctly. We were just moving down the field. Our run game was finally getting going. Everything just felt very, very smooth the third quarter. The only thing is that there was several times in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter where it just seemed like Texas was shooting themselves in the foot. Like, there were times we would go, start moving down the field, and then we would get either a holding penalty or a false start, and then we would get pushed back. And once we got pushed back behind yardage, it was just like, and then we kept shooting ourselves in the foot to try to get the first down. Like, it would have to be a third and 15, and we, okay, and Ellinger had to make the throw to make it. Just little
right,
like,
yeah, and that's what.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And that's what drove me crazy, Levi, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, Keontae Ingram just had a big run. People have been criticizing him, saying he hasn't been playing well. And for him to get that big run like he did, very impressed with that kid. That was a good job for him stepping up yesterday. But then the special teams play. Can you talk about that? Like, what was the feeling like in the stadium when you guys scored the big special teams play and then you turn around and you let Kansas State return the kick?
Oh, that was definitely I don't want to say heartbreaking, but you definitely like it just because once we were up by 10, we were like, okay, we're ahead, we're doing well. It kind of gave like a sense of like breathing room a little bit because it was already the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then once that kickoff return happened and it went all the way back, I was just thinking in my seat like. Out of all the worst things that can happen, this was the worst thing that could happen just because even if they drove it all the way down and scored, that kickoff return wasted no time at all. So they were very much in it.
Yeah.
It was not a good feeling.
Right. And overall, I was happy because when I saw y'all went up 24-17, I'm like, okay, if they can just finish this out, and then all of a sudden it was 21-24, and then it was 24-24. I'm like, oh, goodness. I said, here we go again. And I really think the way you guys played that last drive was smart. Don't score quick, because I bet you Kansas State thought you guys were going to score quick so they could come back down and win. And what you guys did was smart. You said, no, we're going to use this clock. We're going to make them burn their timeouts out so we don't have to worry about them freezing the kicker, and we're just going to kick this field goal, and we're going to get out of here with a win because we need to win.
Yes, very much so. I thought it was very smart. Once we had those runs out for that last drive, and once they used their two timeouts that they still had left at that time, I thought it was very well of good clock management. Like, hey, just get as close as we can and set it up. Because personally, from the way this season has gone, I'm trusting Cameron Dicker, our kicker, to make the kick, man, relying on our defense to make a stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That was an excellent win. You guys needed that. And you're at Iowa State next week. We'll get to that later in the show. But what did you – let's transition to another game. What did you think about that Baylor-TCU game?
For the Baylor-TCU game, I believe even though Baylor came out with a win in three overtimes, I personally thought this was the game that was TCU's to win because from the first half, I can tell from the perspective, TCU was getting the turnovers on Baylor, but for some reason, TCU, they just could not get it in. They couldn't get it in the end zone, and they just kept getting field goals. And if you keep getting field goals, it leaves room open for Baylor to come back, and that's just exactly what happened. I mean, 21-0 is a lot better than 9-0.
Exactly. And that's what's scary about Baylor. And I know you guys have to play them down the season. I mean, I think y'all have a chance, but that's going to be a tough game because Baylor, it's like they'll be down. And I watched them versus Iowa State. I watched them versus Texas Tech. It's like they have – it's not so much like they're explosive like Oklahoma – but they just have that it factor. You know how you just have some, like when the Bears were good with Lovie Smith about a decade ago, you know how some teams just have that it factor, like no matter what's going on, they find a way to win? Like that's what's scary about Baylor. They have like that winning mentality where it's like kind of like what UT used to have. You remember that when y'all had that because it would be like even if you were down 14 in the fourth quarter, you would find a way to come back and win. When y'all had Vince Young, you knew in the back of your head, okay, we're going to find a way to win this national championship. And I feel like Baylor, Matt Rhule's done it a quick time, and Baylor just has that mentality to win. Now, obviously, they have to play you guys in Oklahoma down the stretch, But I, at the beginning of the season, I saw Baylor going 7-5, 8-4 at the best. And right now it's looking like they technically could go 10-2. Let's say they lose to you guys in Oklahoma, they would still be 10-2. That's an amazing season for Baylor. Or if they beat you guys in Oklahoma, they could go to the college football playoffs. So we'll see, Levi. But, yeah, I'm very impressed with Baylor because no matter what they are – and TCU's playing better, by the way. TCU's playing a lot better. I'm impressed after that loss to Oklahoma State. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, Baylor is playing better than – I would say better than anybody would have thought. They're undefeated right now. And, yeah, I mean, I definitely believe this. If they beat Oklahoma, and if they do beat us, they definitely have a shot at making the playoffs at this point.
Right. And I'm upset because I thought it would be Oklahoma or Texas, but at the same time, it's like I'm not so ignorant where, like, I'm like that because I'm just like, okay, I just want to root for the Big 12 because I'm tired of hearing about the SEC and all these other conferences. So if Baylor wins, I'm just happy that somebody from the Big 12 won.
Yeah, for sure. If any school is representing the Big 12 in the college football playoffs, like, I'm happy with that. I hope I would really happy if it was. It's not obviously it's not going to be Texas this year, but yeah, if there's any team representing the Big 12 in the college football playoffs, I'm happy for that.
Exactly, because it makes you. And I always tell people I think the Big 12 is the best for the simple fact that week by week, you have no idea who's going to win. You know who's going to win in the SEC. You know who's going to win in the Big Ten. You have no idea who's going to win in the Big 12 week by week. It's that competitive. Like, just look at this next game we're going to talk about. Oklahoma 42-41. You literally thought at the first quarter, okay, Oklahoma's going to run away with this. And then, boom, here comes Iowa State.
Oh, yeah. That was a very impressive game. Man, just I don't think anybody saw that Iowa State was going to give Oklahoma this much of a matchup. It was a very good game. Just a 2-point conversion at the very end for Iowa State. I definitely understood them from their point of perspective, like being aggressive. I don't think even Iowa State knew it was going to be this close of a game, and they had a chance to win. They just took it, but. Yeah, it just didn't end up in their favor with that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, it just, like you said, it literally, like you said, came down to the last second. And, like, that's what I think is cool about, like, all the Big 12 games versus, like, the other conference games. Like, you know Ohio State's going to blow out Maryland 73-14. And you know that, for the most part, everybody knew LSU beat Alabama, but the way LSU beat Alabama was just as close as it was with Texas, and that just lets you know what the potential Texas has if they can learn how to finish and put it together every game. But just around the country, you know Oregon's going to – what are you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, no, yes, I'm saying, yeah. From the way it started out with the Alabama and LSU game, at one point being 33-13, and the fact that Texas – never had that much of a spread against LSU during with our game with them definitely shows the potential that Texas could be or has.
Exactly. They just got to be consistent and work on injuries, and then when people do get injured, they got to have those backups that fill in like the Alabamas and Ohio States. But so, like, to me, it's like, you know, Oregon's going to beat everybody in the Pac-12. You know, Ohio State's going to crush everybody in the Big Ten. But in the Big 12, you literally don't know from top to bottom. Like, Kansas played Texas to the rope, and then they played other teams. So, like, you just do not know, like, in the Big 12. And that's why I think I don't like how the national media kind of ignores the Big 12 with that, where it's just like you really turn on your TV and you have no idea who's going to win every week. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely for the Big 12, anybody – sometimes we get into games where it's super close and there's so many upsets or near upsets in the Big 12. It's just instead of being any given Sunday for the NFL, like, I feel like for the Big 12, it's like any given Saturday for us with our conference just because there's so many games. And, yep, you never know.
Exactly. And then I'll get to the last game of this week before we go into our predictions for next week.
West Virginia lost. I knew West Virginia would struggle once Dana Holgorsen left and went to University of Houston. They seem like they play good sometimes. But Texas Tech is a team that I think surprised me because they switched out Cliff Kingsbury. Now, I don't expect Texas Tech to win much more, but I think that next week, you know, they have a chance to win and become bowl eligible. But them winning on the road at West Virginia is impressive for Texas Tech because I thought Texas Tech would not – I thought they'd only win four games this year, you know, but they've actually won more games than I thought. And they're and even the games that they're losing, they're playing a lot closer than people expect. So, you know, hats off to them. They got their new quarterback in there, Jet. They got some kid named Tayshaun. He ran for two touchdowns yesterday. I can't remember the kid Jet's last name. I know he went to Mansfield up there by Dallas. They switched quarterbacks. But, you know, congratulations to Texas Tech on a win on the road. That's something their program needs because they're still in building mode. You know, they're not like they were when Coach Leach was there. So they're still trying to build and get better. So that's just a good confidence for their program.
Yes, I definitely believe so. They're definitely in very much the building mode, trying to find themselves, the type of offense they want, and trying to go from there. And I was flipping between this game and the Baylor and TCU game because they were on at the same time. And so as soon as I flipped to Texas Tech, I saw, I believe it was like at least like a 60-yard touchdown from Texas Tech. Like they came out hot and firing on all cylinders. In the very beginning, like at the end of the first quarter, it was Texas Tech 21 to West Virginia with 3. Like they
wow.
just made it look a little bit closer. Yeah, they came out all singles for Texas Tech. They came out hot.
So they just came out on the road, like ready to play. They weren't even playing around.
Exactly.
Wow. Yes, that's a good win for their program, man. They'll keep doing. I think under this new coach, because Kevin Sumlin, who used to be the Texas A&M coach, he said that when he played them, that was the most physical Texas Tech team he had saw in years. And, you know, he's now the head coach at Arizona. So give that guy, you know, 3 or 4 years, and they may be a problem.
That's very true. I mean, once you start recruiting that your own players, the type of players that you want, and you have a solid foundation, and then once you have that, you can go practically anywhere with that.
Exactly. So let's get into our last portion of the show, and we'll get into our picks. So the two teams that had the bye week this week, Levi, Kansas, Oklahoma State. Kansas is at Oklahoma State for this game. It's an 11 a.m. start. And with my prediction, Kansas is getting better under Les Miles. I think they will eventually get 6 wins and get to a bowl game within the next 2 or 3 years. But right now, Oklahoma State has more on the line, and they've played better, and they just went on the road at Iowa State the last game. And, you know, Oklahoma State is very tough at home to win. So the way Baylor beat them, it shocked me. So my prediction for this one, Levi, I'm going to go Oklahoma State 38, Kansas 21. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely see OK State winning. I think from my prediction for the score, I have a feeling it could be a little bit closer. I think it's going to be about 24 to 31 that OK State wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a good one, and it's 11 a.m. Our next one is a 11 a.m. start time, and it's TCU at Texas Tech. And I was just saying a couple minutes ago, I'm really impressed with Texas Tech. However, TCU has made some improvements with Dugan and Sonny Cumbie that has come creative because they were kind of down after they lost a couple games. They won at Purdue. That was a big win in the beginning of the season, and then they lose at home, and they're just constantly getting better. But I'm going to give the edge, Levi, believe it or not, I'm going to give the edge to Texas Tech. I just think they really want to get a bowl game under first-year coach Matt Wells. So I'm going to go very close. I'm going to go Texas Tech 31, TCU 28.
Okay. I think for me, from seeing it, even though Texas Tech started off really hot and played probably one of their best games this week, I have a feeling that TCU is going to have a bounce back week because they lost, and they lost in overtime. And I definitely feel like the Big 12 teams, if you have like a really close loss or you get blown out, most of the time you have like a bounce back week, like, hey, we don't try not to get two losses in a row. So I'm going to pick TCU for this one. And it's definitely going to be a close game. And I have TCU as I have it flipped. I have TCU 31 and Texas Tech 28.
Yeah, I think no matter what happens in that game, it's going to be close.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an exciting game.
Yeah, and then we'll go to West Virginia at Kansas State. West Virginia struggling this year. Kansas State going to be pretty upset they lost to Texas on the road when they thought they could beat them. Kansas State gets their 7th win of the year, which would get them one extra beyond bowl eligible, and they keep winning, you know, games that they should win, and I say they beat West Virginia. I'll go 42-14 or like maybe 35-10, something in that area.
Okay. I'm definitely with you. I'm definitely picking Kansas State. I definitely feel like the next week they definitely want to bring like a statement game, and so I think I'm feeling it's gonna be. I feel like 31-14 Kansas State.
Yeah, they may, yeah, because they're good at running the ball and running the clock once they get ahead. So yeah.
Yep.
All right, and then we will go to your Longhorns next week. Now, this I said months ago, this is going to be your toughest test because you always get tested at Iowa State, and they are tough, and I always say this. Oh, I don't want you to be pissed at me, Levi, but, man, it's a 2:30 start, so, I mean, I'm usually more worried about Texas in evening games than afternoon games. So Texas can win this, but, man, I think I'm going to pick – Iowa State by 1 point. I'm going to pick Iowa State 21-20 over your Longhorns. If not, I think Texas wins by like 10. But I'm going to go Iowa State by 1 point.
Okay. You definitely understand because Iowa State always gives us a good game. Like people do not even. So for Iowa State, most of the time their record does not show how good they really are. And
all right.
Every year, I'm gonna have to pick Texas. I'm definitely seeing that it's gonna be a close game. I don't see us winning no more than by like 10. I'm gonna go with Texas. I'm gonna go pick Texas. To win 28-24.
Yeah, I could see that because it's, you know, I always worry about you guys on those late start times. Like if it was a night game, you've been waiting around all day, but it's a 2:30 afternoon game. So, yeah, either I feel like Iowa State will win like really close by 1 point or you guys will play good. But I'm not worried about them playing close. I don't think it'll be a blowout because Texas always plays when it's like a rational time. I only get worried about Texas when they're on the road and they have a really late game.
Yes. Okay.
All right. And to the big one before we get out of here, Oklahoma at Baylor. This is a really, really, really hard one, Levi, because Baylor plays good defense, but Oklahoma scores a lot. So I really don't know which way to go with this one, but we got to make a pick. And I want everybody to know who listens to the podcast, this is the ABC game of the week. So it'll be at 6:30. So all the other Big 12 games will be done. And this obviously means a big deal to you guys at Texas. Oh, on Baylor, because we're going to find out who's going to be either tied for number one or who is number one overall and stay undefeated. I'm really nervous about this. I'm biting my nails, but I'm going to go Oklahoma in overtime, Levi, 38-35 in overtime, though, I believe.
Okay. Whew, man, this is definitely a tough one. I'm still definitely have to feel I'm gonna have to, even though I really don't like them, I'm gonna have to pick Oklahoma. And I definitely gonna be a close game, definitely gonna be an exciting good game. And I have a feeling Oklahoma's gonna win. And I believe the final score is gonna be about 42 to 38.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. And then if Baylor wins, you know, I predicted wrong, but I mean, we're just going to have to, you know, live with next week. Baylor's just the real deal. So we will see. They are at home. This, if I could drive up to Waco, I would go to this one, but I don't know if I'll make it. But yeah, this is going to be a really good game. But that's our podcast for this week. Thank you to Levi for his contributions. This is Big 12 Nation. Go follow us on the Facebook page. We get a lot of comments. We really like the following we're getting. And that's our show for this week. Everybody have a good week. Levi, you have a good week, man. Excited for next weekend.
Great. Thank you.
All right, bye.